It's good to be with you here this morning, and thank you for the opportunity that you've given me to come and share from God's Word with you.
早上呢，能够跟大家一起敬拜，正好也有感谢大家，让我有个机会能够一起分享上帝的话。
Okay, now I think we've got our technical problems worked out.
所有技术上的问题我们都搞好了。
Yeah, so I appreciate the opportunity to share with you and for releasing your pastor to share in the English service. So we're doing a swap today.
感谢大家让我有机会可以跟你分享，也可以让金传道可以在英语堂分享，我们有机会可以交换传道人。
And I want us just to take a few minutes this morning to look at Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 20.
今天我们早上要看是马太福音16章13到20节的经文。
And this is a passage where the disciples are asking, or Jesus is talking to the disciples.
这一段有关记载就是耶稣跟他的门徒在对话的时候。
And it's questions of identity.
就是问他的身份这个问题，他是谁？
And so we think about those questions of identity and who we are.
有时我们想一想我们的身份，我们究竟是谁？
If I asked you who you are, what would you say?
但是我问你是谁，你会怎么样说呢？
You might say, I'm a father, or I'm a mother.
可能你说我是一个母亲，我是一个父亲。
Or I'm a child.
或是我是人家的儿子，女儿。
I'm an engineer, a student, or a doctor, or an accountant.
或是我做工程师，我学生，我是会计的，或是我是一个医生。
You might say, I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Jesus.
或是你说我是一个基督徒，我是跟随耶稣基督的人。
There's all sorts of ways that we might answer that question of who we are.
我们都有不同的方式去回答究竟我是谁。
If I asked you then, who is Jesus, what would you say?
要是我问你耶稣基督是谁，你会怎么回答呢？
Would you be able to say anything at all? Would you be able to describe who he is?
你能讲下来是什么吗？或是你能够 描绘他是一个怎么样的人？
Just think about that. Who would you say that Jesus is? If I just sat and had a conversation with you, how would you respond to that?
要是我跟你对话的时候，我这样问，你想一想你能怎么样回答？
And it's a question of our understanding of the identity of Jesus Christ. Who is he?
这个就是我们能够明白究竟耶稣基督是怎么样的人，他的身份是什么？
And Jesus asks his disciples this very question.
耶稣基督就是问这个问题，向他的门徒问。
He was asking his disciples and saying, Who am I?
他就问他的门徒，我是谁？
And that passage that we read in Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 20.
我们刚才念马太福音16章13到20节的经文。
This is what Jesus is doing for his disciples.
这个就描述了耶稣基督跟他门徒所的对话。
So just leading up to this passage,
我们看这段经文,
Jesus is talking to many other people.
在之前耶稣基督就跟很多人对话。
He's talking to crowds.
他对一个群众说话。
There are people that have gathered around to hear what he has to say.
有很多人聚集来要听他究竟要说什么。
He's talking to the religious leaders.
他对那些宗教的领袖说话。
To Pharisees and teachers of the laws and others called Sadducees.
这个法利赛人，这个教导圣经的，还有那些叫撒刀该人。
And so Jesus is talking to all of these groups.
所以耶稣就跟不同的群众谈话。
And it seems that they're all trying to trap him.
其实他们好像要抓他的把柄。
They want to find him saying something wrong.
他们希望抓着一些他讲错的话来做一个把柄。
They want to find something so that they can arrest him or somehow discredit him and what he's doing.
他们就希望拿一些借口，就能够去抹黑他，或是能够把他抓下来。
And Jesus warns these ones about this.
耶稣基督就警告他们说。
He warns the disciples about this teaching that's going on.
他要提醒他的门徒，你要小心这帮人的教训。
And so in Matthew chapter 16, verse 12,
在马太福音16章的12节,
Jesus concludes his teaching of the disciples.
耶稣基督就这样总括他们的教导。
And then it says that they, the disciples, understood that Jesus was warning them about the teaching of the religious leaders of the day.
所以门徒就明白了，耶稣基督就提醒他的门徒，那个时候这个宗教领袖他们的教导究竟是什么。
And so Jesus is conscious of the influence that these religious leaders might be having on his disciples.
所以耶稣基督很明白当时那些宗教领袖他们的教导是什么。
And he points out to them, to his disciples, that you have to be careful.
所以他对他的门徒指出，你们要小心他们的教训。
So after all of that,
在经过了这些以后，
after all of that time spent with crowds and religious leaders, it seems that Jesus and his disciples get away on their own.
在耶稣基督跟这个群众教导以后，还有跟这些宗教领袖对话以后呢，耶稣基督就跟他的门徒在一起。
The passage says that they traveled to a city called Caesarea Philippi.
这段经文说，耶稣基督跟他的门徒到了该撒利亚的腓立比。
And this was a city that was a very important city at that time.
在那个时候，这是一个重要的城市。
But it was a city that was a city of Gentiles. There wasn't very many Jews there.
那个时候，在这个城市没有很多的犹太人，主要都是外邦人居住。
It was an important city in the Roman Empire.
在罗马帝国，这是一个重要的城市。
And there were many gods that were worshipped in that city.
在那边，他们敬拜很多不同的神。
But Jesus and his disciples end up there.
就是耶稣基督跟他的门徒就到那个地方去了。
And it seems that at that time, they had a bit of a break from all the crowds and the pressures that were on them.
经过很多的工作，有很多群众的压力以后，那个时候他们好像能够稍微安静一下。
And so Jesus takes some time to stop and talk with his disciples and do a little bit of teaching.
所以耶稣基督在那个时候停下来跟他的门徒有一段对话，就能教导他们。
And so what we have in this passage is Jesus teaching his disciples.
在这段经文，耶稣基督就开始教训他的门徒了。
And Jesus is a very good teacher.
耶稣基督是一个很好的老师。
You know a good teacher, you know what they do?
你知道一个好的老师应该怎么做吗？
They take their students from something that they know.
他把他的学生从一些他们知道一些的事情，
and they add on some information to expand their students' knowledge.
然后他在他们知道的上面再加上一点资料，让他们能够扩张他们的知识。
If you've had a really good teacher, you will know how they help your understanding to grow.
要是你曾经遇过一个好的老师，你就知道他能够怎么帮助你成长，增长你的知识。
But they start with something simple, something easy to understand.
一开始的时候，他们从一些很简单，他们都能够明白的东西来开始。
And then they build on that and they add new information, taking you to a point of understanding something new.
然后他们在那个地方再加上很多东西，让你有更多更高的知识。
And that's what Jesus does here.
那就是耶稣基督在这里做的。
Jesus is a very good teacher.
耶稣是一个很好的老师。
He takes his disciples from something that's easy for them to understand.
他把他的门徒从一些他们很容易明白的东西。
And he adds on to that.
然后再加上一点。
And he does this in a special style. It's a style of question and answers.
就是用他很独特的方式去教导他们，就用个问答的方式。
And so he asks them some questions, and then he gets some answers, and gets them to be thinking about something this way.
他就问他们，希望他们回答，然后就让他们启发他们的思想。
And so the first question that Jesus asks is in verse 13.
第一个耶稣要发的问题就在第十三节。
He says, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?"
他说人说我人子是谁。
And so he's asking them, "Who am I?" According to the people around us, who do they say that I am?
他就说我是谁，我周遭的人，他说我是谁。
So he wants to know, what are other people saying about me?
所以他就想知道他旁边的人怎么认识他。
The disciples would have known.
门徒都应该知道的。
They were listening to the people around them. They were involved in the society. They knew what people were saying about Jesus.
因为他在这个社会跟他们有互动，所以他知道听过他人家怎么说耶稣。
Jesus had gone around healing.
耶稣在周围医治病人。
He was casting out demons.
去赶鬼。
He was attracting the attention of the religious leaders.
这些宗教的领袖都很注意他。
He had crowds following him.
也有很多的群众去跟随他。
He had people talking about him.
也有很多人谈论着耶稣。
And so his disciples would have known what the people were saying about him.
所以他的门徒应该知道旁边的人怎么谈论耶稣。
And they would have been able to understand.
他们应该能够明白。
And it would have been an easy question for them to answer.
所以这个问题对他们来说应该不难回答的。
They're not having to share their own opinions or their own thoughts.
因为他不需要分享自己的思想、自己的意见。
Sometimes that can make us uncomfortable.
因为有时这样呢，我们有点不舒服。
But if someone asks you, well, what does someone else say about this issue? It's easy for you to say that because you're not expressing your own opinion. You can simply share what someone else is saying.
要是人家问你别人怎么想，我们就很容易去分享，因为不是讲你自己的意见、自己的意念。
So Jesus, wants to know what are people saying.
所以耶稣就希望知道其他的人怎么说。
Because he has encountered some problems along the way.
因为在沿途其实他有碰见不同的问题。
If we look back in Matthew chapter 13, verses 55 to 57,
要是我们翻去马太福音十三章五十三到五十五，
Jesus goes back to his hometown, the place where he is from.
耶稣基督回到他的家乡的时候，
He goes back to Nazareth and he's preaching and teaching there.
就是拿撒勒，就是他 在那里去讲道，去教训人。
But then people start to say, isn't this just the carpenter's son?
他们就说，这个不是木匠的儿子吗？
Isn't this the son of Mary and Joseph?
他的母亲跟父亲不就是玛利亚跟约瑟吗？
We know his brothers, we know his sisters. Why are we listening to this man?
我们都认识他的兄弟姐妹，我们为什么要听他？
And so Jesus knew also himself what people were saying about him.
所以耶稣基督其实知道别人怎么说他的。
And he had encountered some resistance along the way.
所以在沿途其实他有很多人抗拒他。
And he had encountered people who were opposing him.
也有人反对他。
But he wants to hear from his disciples.
但是他希望从他的门徒那里听一下。
He wants to get them thinking about this issue of who is he, who is Jesus.
他希望他们去思想一下，究竟他是谁，耶稣是谁。
And so he asks them. He asks his disciples.
问他的门徒。
This it's very innocent, very easy question to answer. What are other people saying about me?
很简单，很容易回答问题。人家说我是谁。
And then we see the answer in verse 14.
十四节我们就看见这个答案了。
Is some they say they report that some are saying you're John the Baptist.
他们就回报说，有人说你是施洗的约翰。
Others are saying you're Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets.
有人说你是先知的约会，有是以利亚，是耶利米。
That Jesus is so the first thing Jesus they're suggesting that Jesus is John the Baptist.
所以有人说，哎，耶稣基督是施洗约翰。
But it's a strange thing to suggest because John the Baptist is dead.
奇怪哦，因为那个时候其实施洗约翰已经死了。
We read in Matthew chapter 14, verse 6 that he was killed by Herod.
在马太福音十四章第六节，我们知道他被这个希律王杀了。
And Jesus was alive when that happened, so how could Jesus be John the Baptist? So that's a very strange answer.
那个时候耶稣还活着，所以怎么说耶稣是施洗约翰呢？
But the people's lack of understanding of who Jesus was led them to some very strange ideas.
所以人家不太认识耶稣是谁，所以就有这么一个奇怪的意念，以为施洗约翰就是耶稣。
Some were saying Jesus was one of the prophets, Elijah or something, or Jeremiah or one of the other prophets.
有人就说耶稣基督是其中一个是先知，是以利亚，是耶利米。
And this is not quite so strange.
你这个就没有那么奇怪了。
Because some of the prophets, Malachi, for instance, talked about one who would come.
因为在马拉基书里面有提过有一个将要来的。
So in Malachi chapter 3 verse 1, Malachi the prophet says, See, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me.
在马拉基书三章一节说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面来。
And in Malachi chapter 4 verse 5,
在马拉基书第四章第五节，
Malachi says, See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes.
在主那个大而可畏的日子以前，我要差遣以利亚来。
So there were some expectations that someone was going to come.
所以他们期待是有一个人要来的。
And maybe one of the prophets was going to return in some way.
所以可能是其中一个先知，他要这么再次回来。
And this prophet was going to prepare the way for the Messiah.
这个先知就要预备这个弥赛亚他要来的道路。
And we know, looking back, that John the Baptist was actually the one who did that.
要是我们回看的时候，约翰，施洗约翰就是这个要预备主的。
And then Jesus was the Messiah.
耶稣基督就是弥赛亚。
But they didn't understand that in that day, so they were looking and saying, maybe Jesus is the one who's preparing the way.
在那个时候，他们不太明白，所以他们想，可能耶稣就是那个要预备道路的那一位。
Because the things that Jesus was doing was not the things that they saw that they thought the Messiah would do.
因为耶稣基督所做的一切不是他们想象中弥赛亚要做的。
They thought that the Messiah was going to lead a political revolution and overthrow the Roman government and bring freedom for the people, for the Jews.
他们以为这个要来的弥赛亚是一个政治的领袖，他要推翻这个罗马帝国的。
But Jesus didn't come to do those things.
但是耶稣基督没有来做这一切。
So we're back to the question, who do the people say that I am?
所以回到这个问题，耶稣说，人家说我是谁。
And so the disciples tell Jesus, they give him this feedback on that question.
所以门徒就把这些都反馈都回应给耶稣说。
That was an easy question for him.
这个是个比较容易的问题。
Then Jesus moves them on to a slightly harder question.
然后耶稣就去再问另一个比较难一点的问题了。
Or maybe it's a much harder question.
其实是真的太难了。
Jesus says, "But what about you? Who do you say that I am?"
然后耶稣说，那你呢？你说我是谁？
Okay, so now he's gotten personal.
那就变成很个人了。
He doesn't just want to know what other people are saying. Now he says to his disciples, "Now, what about you? What do you think?"
他不光只是知道人家怎么说，他说你，我的门徒，你怎么说我是谁？
You get the feeling this is the sort of question that when a teacher asks it.
你就可以感受这个好像一个老师要问我们的问题。
Nobody wants to answer.
没有人希望回答。
They're all afraid they're going to get the wrong answer.
因为我们都怕出错。
And they're not really sure what the right answer is.
因为我们不知道正确的答案是什么。
You're smiling. You know that feeling in the classroom, right?
你都在笑。我知道你在课堂的时候啊，你可以感受这个感觉。
And maybe even in your own mind, you're thinking, I think I know the answer, but I'm not really sure, and I have a feeling this might be a trick question, so I'm just going to sit here. I'm not going to say anything.
所以我想你在教室的时候，你也有这样。哎，我可能知道答案，这个可能是对，但我也不太清楚。所以你就想，哎呀，可能是他要抓我们。不太确定。
And so this is a much more difficult question for them to ask.
所以这个是门徒比较难回答的一个问题。
And this is a good question for us to ask even today.
今天这个问题同样来说，对我们也是一个很好的问题，我们问自己。
Because even after 2,000 years,
2000年过去了。
That's, you know, since the disciples were asked this question, it's a good question for us to ask of ourselves.
耶稣当天问门徒的那个问题，我们今天也是一个很好，我们去自己问自己的这个问题。
Who do we say Jesus is?
我们说耶稣是谁？
Some might say he's a great moral teacher.
有人说可能他是一个道德很好的教师。
Some might say he was a wonderful philosopher.
可能一个很好的哲学的学者。
He had a particular outlook on life that he shared with others.
他能够把生命很透彻的跟人家分享。
Some might say that he was lived a good life that serves as an example to us.
有人说他做一个道德很高的生命，所以人家可以学他的榜样。
Most people would recognize that he is the founder of a religious movement that even is existing today.
有人说哦，他是一个这个宗教运动的一个启发者。
Some might say, yes, there was a man that lived so many years ago, and his name was Jesus, and he went around teaching.
可能有人说哦，历史是这么有一个人，他就在教导人家。
But he was that. But he was more than that.
是，都是，但是不止这一些。
He was, and we'll see in a minute, we'll see how Simon answers that question.
我们往下就去看看西门彼得怎么回答这个问题。
But how would you answer that question?
但是你怎么回答呢？
And that's something to think about.
我们希望都能够大家试想一下。
So it's interesting, we see the answer in verse 16.
在16节我们就看见这个答案了。
But notice in verse 14.
你看见第十四节、哦、
When Jesus asked the first question, it says they replied. All of the disciples replied.
第四十一节他们说他们回答，就是所有的门徒他们都回答、哦、
Now in verse 16, after Jesus has asked them a hard question, only one of them replies.
十六节、哦、耶稣基督就问门徒这个难的问题以后，只有一个人回答。
Simon Peter is the only one who has enough courage, who has enough confidence to be able to answer that question.
西门彼得就是那个有胆量有信心回答这个问题的唯一的一个人。
And then Simon Peter answers and he says, "You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
西门就说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
So he says two things.
他说了两件事情。
There's Jesus is the Christ.
他说你是基督。
And he is the Son of the Living God.
你是永生神的儿子。
And both of those answers are different than the other ones that were given.
这两个回答跟人家刚才回答的都不一样。
When they asked what are the other people saying about them, no one else said that Jesus is the Messiah or the Son of the Living God.
刚才那班人没有人说耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
So the first one that he says is Christ.
第一个的彼得回答说他是你是基督。
And in English, there can be two words, Christ or Messiah.
在英文呢，它可能是两个字，是弥赛亚跟基督。
But they both mean the same thing.
其实两个的意义都一样。
What is that Messiah, that Christ?
弥赛亚或是基督究竟是什么意思呢？
That's a Jewish term that means the anointed one.
这是个犹太的名词，表示是受膏者。
And the anointing was to cover something in oil.
受膏就是你把油倒在这个人的头上。
And the meaning of it was to set that thing aside for godly purposes.
意思就是把它分别出来作为神的用途。
That's not something that we do today.
我们今天可能没有做这个了。
But they did in Jesus' time. The Jews did this.
就是在耶稣基督那个犹太人还做这个怎么一个风俗。
So if there is something special that you set aside,
要是有些很特殊的事，我们要把它分别出来。
And you only used it for godly purposes, then you would anoint it, you would set it aside, and that was all it would be used for.
你把它分别出来，只用在神圣的用途上，我们就把它膏了，用油膏了，就把它分别出来。
So at certain times of the year, the Jews would have feasts and festivals.
一年里面有可能有几次，犹太人有不同的节期，有这个宴席。
And so they would serve special meals.
他们会吃一些特别的晚饭。
And when they would serve those special meals, the plates and the bowls that they used were set aside just for those meals.
他们有一些碗啊盘啊，他们是特殊用处，把它分别出来，只留在这些日子用的。
They were special things that were anointed or set apart.Just for godly use.
特别的把它分别出来，他们就把它膏了，用油膏了，就把它来用在神的事情上。
And so the Christ means someone who is anointed, who is set aside for God to use.
所以基督就是说分别出来受膏，用在神的事情上。
This Jesus was someone who was set apart from everybody else for God's special use.
所以基督就是分别出来被神所用的意思。
So Peter knew something that the rest of them didn't know.
彼得所知的其他人都不知道。
And he understood Jesus in a deeper and more complete way than anybody else.
所以他是更深更尝试的明白耶稣基督，其他人都不知道。
Because he recognized that Jesus was someone very special.
因为他知道耶稣是一个很特别的一个人。
And then that Jesus was going to be someone who was used by God in a very special way.
他知道耶稣基督是被神分别出来，是要用特殊的方法，神要用他。
And we don't think that Simon Peter knew exactly what that meant.
可能彼得不完全知道究竟这个分别出来是什么意思。
He didn't fully understand who Jesus was and what he was going to do, but he had some idea that this Jesus was very special.
他只理解一点点，但是他不完全明白究竟耶稣基督是怎么分别出来，他要完成什么事情。
And then the second thing he says about Jesus is he is the Son of the Living God.
第二件他讲的，他说你是永生神的儿子。
Jesus is the same stuff as God the Father. He is the same material. He is God's Son.
意思就是耶稣基督就等同是天父上帝，他是上帝的儿子。
And just as the Son has the same name and the same characteristics as the Father, Jesus does as well.
儿子跟父亲有同样的性情，同样的姓氏，耶稣基督也同样跟他的父亲是一样。
There's a closeness in relationship between Jesus and the Father.
耶稣基督跟他的父亲是有很密切的关系。
And he is God's son.
他是上帝的儿子。
Now for the Jews, no one would ever claim to be the son of God.
在犹太人来说，没有人敢说自己是上帝的儿子的。
But because that would mean you were claiming that you were God himself.
因为你这样说呢，就表示你说自己就是上帝的儿子了。
And so a Jew would never think that.
所以犹太人从来不会这样做的。
A Jew would never think that I am a son of God.
犹太人从来不会想自己是上帝的儿子。
But somehow Simon Peter knows that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是西门彼得就知道他就是永生上帝的儿子。
And so then Jesus, after Peter gives this answer, Jesus responds.
所以彼得这样回答以后呢，耶稣就这样反应。
And he says, "You've got something special there, Peter. You've got some special understanding."
他就觉得啊，彼得你有个很特别的领会。
He says that this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven.
因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父亲指示你的。
So Jesus knew that Peter's understanding was not from his own wisdom, it came from God the Father.
所以耶稣基督知道彼得的回答不是从他自己的智慧来的，乃是天上的父亲指示他的。
Peter has a special divine insight to be able to understand this.
他是有一个属灵的一个很属天的这个领会力，知道是上帝指示他的。
So we see Jesus, the great teacher, building on this on this learning that's going on here.
所以耶稣是一个很好的老师，他就在他基本的知识上再加上去。
And then Jesus, based on that, he tells them something.
然后基于他们怎样的理解，他再加上一些东西。
He says, "Okay, now I need to tell you something about the church because of what Peter just said."
因为彼得这样说，这样领会，他就要教导他们有关教会的事情。
So Jesus started with an easy question, moved to a harder one, and then he tells them something new that they need to know.
耶稣基督从一个很简单的问题，然后再做一个难的问题，然后再加上一些他们从来不知道的知识。
And here Jesus tells them three things about the church.
耶稣基督教导他们有关教会的三样事情。
The first is that the church is built on people who know Jesus.
第一，教会是建基在一些认识耶稣基督的人上面。
He says, "I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church."
耶稣说，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
So Peter answered correctly in verse 16.
16节，彼得回答得很对了。
And because of that, Jesus says he is going to build his church on Peter.
因为这样，耶稣基督就说教会要建造在彼得这个磐石上。
And I think what he's saying there is that he is going to build his church on people who have the proper understanding of who Jesus is.
耶稣基督这样说，其实他的意思就是说，教会要建立在对他有正确意念认识的人上面。
And Paul helps us to understand that in Ephesians chapter 2.
在以弗所书第二章，保罗也这样解释说。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20.
第二章的十九二十节，以弗所书。
He says, "Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostle and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone."
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且必建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
So Paul says that the church are all the members of God's household, all of God's children.
所以耶稣说，教会就是所有上帝的儿女所组成的。
And the church is not this building that we see, but it's the people.
所以教会我们不是能看见这座建筑物，是所有里面的人。
And it's built, it says it's built on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, those who have come before and laid the foundation, started the church.
是建造在先知和使徒上，在我们以前那些人，他们就做了我们的根基。
And Peter was one of those apostles.
彼得也是其中一个使徒。
So in a way, we are standing on Peter. We are built upon the foundation and that of that church, and one of those foundations is Peter.
所以我们就立在 就是根基上，其中彼得就是其中一个了，教会就建立在他们身上。
And so Jesus is saying that Peter is one of the ones that is going to, the church is going to be built on.
所以耶稣基督就说彼得就是其中一个，教会的根基就建立在他们上面。
Because he was in fact one of the founders of the church.
因为其实他也是初期教会一个的发起人。
And Jesus, remember Jesus says that because Peter had a right understanding of who Jesus was.
耶稣基督这样讲，因为彼得他是有一个正确认识耶稣是怎么的一个人。
And so it's important for God's people to have a correct understanding of who Jesus is.
所以属神的人是很重要，我们要认识耶稣究竟是谁。
Because that's how we build the church.
因为教会就是建立在这个上面。
And so it's important for us to have that correct understanding of Jesus.
所以很重要，我们有一个正确的认识耶稣是谁。
To keep learning and growing in our understanding of Jesus so that we can build on the foundation that Peter has set.
我们要继续的学习，要增长我们去认识神。
And we can build a church, a solid church, on a good foundation because of our good understanding of who Jesus is.
我们就能够建一个稳固的教会，就建立在正确认识耶稣的知识上。
The next thing Jesus says is that the gates of hell, the gates of Hades will not overcome it, overcome the church.
然后耶稣又说，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
So the church has victory.
教会是凯旋的，是胜利的。
And the church, God's people, should be on the attack and attacking.
其实神的教会是不同的进攻，不停的进攻还是受人攻击。
Because the image that we have is that these are the gates of hell.
因为我们就能够看见就是阴间的门。
And the gates are a defensive thing.
这个门其实就是一个防御的一个功用。
The gates give us protection.
这个门就能够保护我们。
And you hide behind gates.
我们就躲在这个门后
面。You're not moving out and attacking.
你不是从这个门出去进攻。
So the image is of hell, and it's protected by these gates, and the gates are under attack by the church, by the citizens of heaven.
所以这个形象就是这个阴间就躲在这个门后边，因为它是受攻击的，就是受属天的子民的攻击。
Warfare is a common image used in the Bible.
圣经常常都讲这个征战。
We're in a spiritual battle.
我们都是一个有在一个属灵的征战当中。
The Bible talks about us putting on the armor of God.
圣经讲我们要带上我们全副的军装。
Paul says that we have victory through Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督保罗说我们靠着耶稣基督能够得胜。
And that we are more than conquerors.
他说我们得胜有余。
But it might not feel that way sometimes. Sometimes we can feel discouraged and defeated.
但是很多时候我们不这样觉得，我们有时觉得是受挫败。
We might feel like we're under attack and losing ground.
有时我们觉得我们受攻击，我们要失败了。
But we need to hang on to that idea that we will be victorious.
但是我们要坚持这个信念，我们是胜利的。
And if you ever wonder about that, look at the book of Revelation.
要是你也觉得是吗？那你看看启示录。
And you get to see who wins.
你就知道谁最终得胜。
It's going to be God who wins.
就是上帝要得胜。
The war might not be easy.
这个战争一点也不容易。
And we may face many battles.
但是我们要可能要面对很多不同的小的战争。
But ultimately the church has victory.
但是最后教会要胜利。
And so Jesus is encouraging Peter to press on, to keep going.
所以耶稣基督就鼓励彼得你要继续要坚持。
And not be afraid to engage the enemy.
所以你不要怕跟仇敌征战。
And not be afraid to attack.
不要怕去进攻。
And then the last thing he says is that the church has authority.
然后最后他说教会有这个权柄。
Jesus says, I'll give you the keys.
耶稣说我把钥匙给你。
When you have keys, you have a certain level of authority.
要是你有钥匙的时候，你有某程度上的一个权柄。
When I started working here at VCBC, one of the things that happened was I was given keys and alarm codes.
我初初来这个浸信会工作的时候呢，我就人家就把钥匙给我了，然后呢把这个密码哦，这个报警的密码给我，那我觉得，哎，我某程度上我有这个权利权柄了。
That was a lot of words. I was allowed to decide who could come and go into the through the building.
那我就可以决定, 谁可以什么时候来这个建筑物里面。
So I have some authority because I've been given the keys.
我因为有钥匙, 我就有某程度上的这个权柄。
And he says, whatever you'll release or whatever you'll control there, you're under my authority. You have authority for me to do that.
所以你就有这个权柄, 你就可以做这个事情,
and so we have authority.
我们有权柄,
we have authority from Jesus.
我们有从基督来的权柄。
So these things come because of a right understanding of who Jesus is.
我们能有这些事情, 因为基于我们对耶稣基督有正确的认识。
We'll be part of building a strong church.
我们能够建立一个坚固的教会。
We can go on attack of the enemy.
我们可以出去。 进攻这个仇敌,
and we have authority that comes from Christ.
我们有从基督来的权柄。
Those things flow out of a right understanding of Jesus.
这几件事情都是由于我们对基督有正确的认识。
And so when we answer that question, who is Jesus, it's important we answer correctly.
所以当我们要回答究竟耶稣是谁的时候, 我们需要有正确的答案。
And so we need to learn who Jesus is.
我们要学习耶稣基督是谁。
To make that effort.
我们要尽力。
To learn and grow in our knowledge of Jesus.
我们去学习,
so that we can be part of that movement that started with Peter.
所以我们就能够跟彼得一样,
of building the church.
去建立教会,
of attacking the evil one.
去攻击那个恶者,
and of moving through life with the authority that comes from Christ.
我们在生活中有从基督而来的权柄。
We don't need to live lives of fear and insecurity, but we instead live lives that are searching out Jesus.
我们不需要过一个恐惧、一个不安全的生命, 我们可以借着基督我们有能力。
And we live lives that are full of the victory that Jesus has given us.
我们能够过一个满有 得胜生活,
but that key is the correct understanding of who Jesus is.
但是最主要就是我们有一个正确认识耶稣的认识耶稣基督。
And that's our responsibility to make sure that we learn and grow in our knowledge of Christ.
那个就是我们的责任, 我们要好好的认识去增长我们继续的认识耶稣。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for the opportunities that we have to learn about Jesus.
我们感谢你让我有机会认识耶稣。
And we pray that you'd give us that heart that wants to grow in our knowledge of Him.
求你给我们有一个愿意继续增长认识你的心。
And we ask that you would help us to make that a priority in our lives.
求你帮助我们。 把这个成为我们生命中最重要的一个前提,
so that we can be part of building a strong church,
让我们可以成为建立一个坚固教会的一部分,
of facing the opposition,
我们能够面对不同的攻击,
and living as though we have authority in this world,
能够过一个有权柄的生活。
Lord, we pray you'd help us to learn and to know your Son more and more each day.
求你帮助我们能够更多每一天能够明白你自己的儿子。We
ask this in Jesus' name.
我们是靠耶稣基督的名求。 Amen.